is where the heart is.
Good morning. Welcome to Home is Where the Heart Is, where mortgage meets ministry. How about that opening and what will be our closing tune? This is our second episode performed by Joe Birch, former Nashville performer, good friend of mine. Really catchy. I walk around my home singing it. My name is Craig Schweiger. I'm a co-founder at Federated Mortgage Corp. And this show is about our mortgage company, particularly as it relates to helping seniors for reverse mortgages. But the second purpose of this show is to help bring awareness and hopefully support to some local ministries. And my guest today is Jarell Gilliam. Jarell is the executive director at Light of Life. Welcome, Jarell.
Thank you, Craig. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm glad we're able to join each other today.
Jarell and I worked at Light of Life. I'll use we when I'm speaking of Light of Life. I apologize up front. Just all those years, I spent 9 years as a staff member, and I'm wrapping up a one-year consulting agreement I have, so it's in my blood. Jarell came aboard. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that when I was fortunate enough to hire you, that was actually your second stint at Light of Life.
Yeah, I started back in the 90s. Actually, it started before that, actually, because my parents were always involved with giving in some form in the community. And Light of Life was one of the places where we would come and serve meals. And then in the 90s, I ended up working as a chaplain and counselor for about 4 years, and just loved my learning experience there and working with the homeless. And then I left to work with an organization called Promise Keepers in 94. But I always stayed committed and connected to homeless ministry. So whether I was in Denver or another part of the country, I would connect. And then as the years went by, I ended up coming back to Pittsburgh and, of course, reconnected to Light of Life and began volunteering again. And then we were able to reconnect around some initiatives. So that got me back into the family here.
That's excellent. Home is Where the Heart is sponsored by Federated Mortgage Corp. We are promoting Light of Life right now. Jarell and I spent a little bit of time. He mentioned Promise Keepers. I have such fond memories of years being part of Promise Keepers. And I think it was just this weekend, I think we were texting back and forth about some the songs and Bishop Garlington and just beautiful era that apparently still going.
Yeah, I remember, for me, I will always remember the first time I went to an event. It was out in Boulder, Colorado. And my father, who is no longer with us, he's part of that great cloud of witnesses, but he was, he went with me. And we went to that stadium, and it was the first time that they had a stadium full of men. And they were out there, and we lit candles the one night. And our chaplain, Harvey Hall, was there as well. And we were there, and just seeing a stadium full of people committed to being better fathers, better husbands, better sons, I was impacted by that. I will always remember that memory, and it was an honor to work with them.
I remember just a couple years ago, Promise Keepers' Daryl Strawberry was going to come to Pittsburgh. His flight ended up getting canceled, so there we were. There was probably 100 guys. These were ministry leaders in the city there to hear from Daryl, but we did have the Promise Keepers staff there. And the thing I remember about that, and our good friend Tun Chilkin was there, and some others, Leo Wisniewski, and I remember all these guys referring to how Promise Keepers impacted their life in some way. And I would put my hand up the same thing, just my passion for unity in the body of Christ, all really stemmed from, you know, first God's calling, but it was manifested through these Promise Keeper events, breaking down the walls. And we were saying what you did here, and we were saying this to the Promise Keeper staff, what you did actually worked. You know, you have a lot of guys in this room right now that have committed their lives to their faith and had to do with that ministry.
I think of, you mentioned Tunch, our friend Tunch. He likes talking about the one scripture that talks about the blessing that comes when you come together in unity.
Yeah.
And we definitely experienced that in coming together There's a, I like referring to John 17, where, you know, one of Jesus' prayers was that we would come together and be one. And so anytime we have the opportunity to have people from different backgrounds come together for a common purpose, I think there's something really special about that.
Yeah.
And I hope we can do more things like that in Pittsburgh.
God is glorified in those areas, in those times when we come together. Well, if you're joining us, this is Home is Where the Heart Is, where mortgage meets ministry. I'm your host, Craig Schweiger, and this show is sponsored by Federated Mortgage in Pittsburgh. We're broadcasting in order to provide valuable information about senior reverse mortgages. Those are these things you hear about. Most recently, AAG is a big promoter of these. Tom Selleck. Everybody knows Tom Selleck. You're hearing more about reverse mortgages, but really there's a lot of fusing and details that need to be understood before you as a senior, or if you're advising a senior, would determine if that's right for you. And that's what we're here for. So at the same time, we're here to promote ministry. Jarrell, can you talk about Light of Life? Give us some background as the executive director and with your history there.
Well, there has been a wonderful celebration that we recently had, and of course you were very much a part of that, and that is we were able to celebrate the opening of our new shelter at Vetley Street. And that has been a long process, over 25 years of trying to find a place and thinking we had a place and not having it, and then finally for that to happen. But the context of that is we celebrated that, you know, that grand opening. But when I think back a year ago, Craig, it was like, man, we were at the beginning of 2020.
COVID.
Then COVID hit. Prior to that, in January, we were looking at this great year. We wanted to look at moving into the new building. But when COVID hit, it changed and challenged us in ways we could not have anticipated. One of the things was that we learned that in some cities, the homeless population, when COVID would hit those populations, they would end up kind of going into the whole emergency room system, the ERs, and many homeless were dying in other cities. And so we were bracing for that here. We weren't sure how it was going to hit us. And as we kind of got together with other leaders in the medical side here, Operation Safety Net, Dr. Jim Withers, Allegheny Health Network as well, we came up with this strategy basically to keep the homeless separated and to keep them safe because there wasn't COVID in their community. And what that challenged us to do as Light of Life was to figure out how can we bring services to them. We're used to having them come to us,
right?
But how do we go to them? And for the first time in all my years with Light of Life, we were actually encouraging homeless people in camps to stay in the camps. And that was hard.
Right.
That was difficult.
Yeah, very difficult.
But we felt it was the best thing to do. So we began to reach out to see how can we do that. So we needed to get water supplies. We needed to get medical supplies. We needed to get food. We were able to get hand washing stations into those areas. As happens often, something that started off as a negative, we actually ended up seeing on the other end that it was a blessing. We were able to expand our services through that time. We went from a typical time, like the year before, in when we would look at, say, March, April, May, the year before, we served about between 5,000 and 6,000 meals in the March, April, and May timeframe in 2019. In 2020, it went from, in March, 6,900 meals to April, 18,000 meals.
Wow.
And then in May, 17,000 meals. So we were tripling our output at that time, while around us, businesses are shutting down, food banks are shutting down. And so God used that to help us to respond to a crisis that was in our community.
Well, there was such a need at that time, and I remember looking back at, as having served it as the executive director, how difficult that job must have been. So I was glad that it was in good hands and Jarrell's leadership. But, you know, your discussion about home and the homeless, you know, that has a lot to do with where, you know, where my heart is. You know, home is where the heart is the name of this show. And you know, for whether it be homeless, whether it be ourselves who own homes, or seniors that want to stay in their home, it, you know, I think of home as a, it's a safe place. It's that place you can go. You're connected emotionally with the people that are there. And that's the hope and prayer for, you know, all. And it, with no exception, Light of Life is trying to provide that. So the big thing this past year is opening that new building. One of the challenges that I recall Light of Life having was, you know, just too small of a building. Mm-hmm. And where people would come in and feel cramped and needing to sleep, you know, very close in the bunk bed beside, well, the new building. Talk about that a little bit. It's just exciting, huh?
It is. It's very exciting to walk in there. And you dreamed of this for a long time and worked very hard with the communities to make it happen. I'm so appreciative of your efforts that way. But I tell you, Craig, when I walked in and I'm there with some of the homeless that walk into that facility, I recently was given somebody a tour, and there was a homeless person that was there and was like wanting to give back, so was actually helping to clean one of the facilities. And he was telling the person I was giving a tour that he had gone to the other place, and he called it a dungeon. He said, I went from having to stay in a dungeon to this place. He was very emotional just describing it, because to him, what it communicated was that he had worth and value. And I like what you were saying about the fact that home is where the heart is, because there's something about having a home where there is security. Mm-hmm. It has to have security around it. And when we're getting older, we're very much wanting to know that the place that we're in is a place that, one, we can maintain and stay there. Mm-hmm. And same thing with our homeless people. We want to be able to create a place that is secure and that is safe for them. We have now 18 beds, one of the exciting parts of this new building, 18 beds for women with children.
Wow.
And just a few weeks ago, we accepted our first families. And Craig, I don't know if you've been over there recently since the kids are there, but you better have some tissue with you, because just to see the kids running around, playing in the area to set up for them, thinking that just a day or so before they might have been in a program where they didn't know where they were going next, or in a car, not knowing where they're going, and suddenly they have space and they have a safe place to go. That's the fastest growth within a segment within the homeless population is women with children. And so to be able to finally have a place where we can say, yes, we have a place for you, it's been such a blessing to see that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm struck by that the women with their children are the fastest growing population of homeless. And, you know, having moved around a lot as a kid, you know, there was some excitement there, but there was also that uncertainty and the lack of consistency. Home should be a place where, you know, you can trust, you're comfortable. And to your point earlier, you know, seniors that are facing situation that maybe they can't stay in their home, maybe because it's they're paying a mortgage payment that they can't afford, or there's improvements that need to be done in order for them to stay in their home safely, or maybe even just, you know, helping to make their home better for them. Those are all kind of things that you can use a reverse mortgage for, but you really have to take some time to understand it. That's what this is about, is, you know, we're going to be sharing some of the details about a reverse mortgage. I started Federated Mortgage with my partner at the time, Bill Weeks, his 20-year-old company. It's an employee-owned business right now, and that means that nine or so used to be staff members are now owners. So when you have that situation, the folks you're dealing with at the company, they have a real stake in your satisfaction and their reputation. So Federated Mortgage lends in 9 states. And what I've done recently, just upon my completion at Light of Life, is implementing and enhancing this reverse mortgage department for the purpose of helping seniors. Jarrell, what's coming up? I know that I did hear about, and want to invite our listeners to the, we have a virtual grand opening that, can you tell us about that? I think it just occurred.
Yes, we were very excited about this, and you can now go to our site, either on lightoflife.org or Facebook and LinkedIn, and you can find a link there to our virtual event, and you can actually walk through the facility and see it. We are very excited about that and excited about this next phase, because it was actually two phases of a program. The one was our Vetley building, but now we have relocation. And so now we are in the process of renovating another facility that will enable us to house our long-term programming there. And so we were excited to announce that. We are moving towards our goal, but we need everyone's help to get there. And so it's about a $22 million campaign altogether, $16 million are committed or in the door, and now we're trying to bridge that gap to get us across the finish line.
Right. So if you go to lightoflife.org, you can access their grand opening that was done virtually, and I ended up having to miss it, but I'm going to go to it this evening. It sounded really exciting, you know, with some of this, the stories that some of our guests shared, as well as other leaders in the organization. This is Home is Where the Heart Is. My name is Craig Schweiger. My guest today is Light of Life's Executive Director, Jarrell Gilliam. Our contact information, I want our listeners to know that if you have questions and you want to go through some of the details about a reverse mortgage, you will contact me directly. My email is fedreverse.com, fedreverse.com. Or you can call me directly. I have the phone going right to my office directly. It's 412-866-HOME. Call me direct at 412-866-HOME. And our website is federatedreversemortgage.com. But really, I encourage you to just pick up the phone and call me. I'll try to meet with and discuss things with you and any advisors that you rely on, that you trust. Just make sure to navigate through the uncertainties so that you know if, in fact, it's right for you. And frankly, I suspect that many that I speak to will find that it's not right for them for one reason or another. And my goal is to uncover the things that really help you to make the right decision. I'm going to get into who qualifies for a reverse mortgage. To begin with, reverse mortgages are for those that are 62 years and older. Many think that they're just putting a new mortgage on a current home, which is typical, but many don't know that reverse mortgages can be used by seniors to purchase a new home. Seniors are finding that they want to downsize or find that better home. It might be a ranch, a patio home, and they're finding that the prices on those homes are higher. And so there's a method where they use some of the money from the sale of their home to purchase that home, and they make up the difference with a reverse mortgage. So using a scenario where you may be $100,000 short, you can take a reverse mortgage. And like any reverse mortgage, there are no payments. You do have to keep up with your taxes and insurance, but you don't have a principal and interest payment. The other benefits that are popular for seniors that are in their home and want to make repairs, improvements, an addition, they can access the equity in their home without taking on a new payment. And if they happen to have a mortgage at the time, that loan can be paid off first. Well, it needs to be paid off first and foremost. So you'll end the payments that you currently have on that mortgage, and the new mortgage will not have payments even when you take out additional, if you decide to do the home improvement or repairs that I mentioned. But you also have to know about opportunity to take supplemental income. You can set a payment up based on your equity, and often it's set at 5 years or 10 years. And another called, it It's actually called tenure, which means you'll receive that payment for the rest of your life. I'm here to answer those questions, to run numbers for seniors, and talk about those benefits, and also, you know, share about what's involved in getting a mortgage. So Jarrell started to mention about phase two of the relocation. The first building, we heard about some of the challenges during COVID. The first building ended up taking a fair amount longer, just same thing. You know, the construction shut down in our state.
Yes.
Blessed to be on the other side of that, where people are able to enjoy that new building. But right back in it again with the development of plans to renovate the second building. You know, my experience in that was that Light of Life was moving from more populated areas on the north side to areas where, frankly, we found more homeless. The eastern part of the north side and the western part of the north side both had pockets of homeless. Maybe you could speak to that a little bit. I remember hearing a story about the train that used to kind of hit a bend right by this newest building that will be started soon, Ridge Place.
Yes. Historically, because of trains, especially in Pittsburgh, had been just a part of our landscape, they were used for transportation of those who have been homeless over the years. And there was recently some photos that were discovered, and it showed these little encampments that were around what is now both the eastern and the western side of the north side. And these would be places where the trains would slow down because of the curves, and people could jump on and off. And as a result, camps would develop around there. And to this day, there's still like those. There's an attraction for people to jump on and jump off there. And part of the beauty of having our split services is that we are designing it so that we can reach the people in those immediate communities,
right,
so that people now do not have to walk across the north side, right, in order to get services, but they can find services available right where they are. So even in the new building that we are beginning the renovation process, there will be some shelter beds on that side, just like the other building at Vetley has more shelter beds. But we'll be able to meet the needs of people, whatever they are.
And much less dense and, like we said, safe accommodations. I want to speak a little bit about the donors. When I started at Light of Life, I remember hearing and speaking with our then director of development about the number of donors we had, which was very impressive, you know, 50,000 donors. But I also learned that at that time, the average donation was fairly small, you know, maybe $30. And we would get, I shared last week's show, change in the mail. We would get, you know, a note from, we call it the widow's mite. Widow might send us a little note saying, you know, look, I've wrapped up, you know, this dollar and I want it to go to good use, and just broke your heart, these things.
Yes.
But, you know, the fact that, you know, to build two new buildings is very expensive. And Light of Life, having taken the amount of time it took to get community support and the funding in place and now construction done, the prices have gone up. Steel, lumber, resins, plastic, you know, all these things that go into buildings have all gone up. So Jarrell mentioned earlier, I think the campaign is up to $22 million, and we're headed into the public phase of the capital campaign, and that's where a lot of the really heavy lifting has been done. About $16 million is raised, and there's an expectation that another $3 million is pledged or expected to come in. So, you know, we're reaching out to the public right now, and I'm hoping to use this show that those listeners and folks that go to the website to listen to it, if they can't listen to it live, will have a chance to look up Light of Life and be part of that public phase, kick in that last, what amounts to about $3 million, so that these buildings can be completed and the poor and the homeless and the addicted can be served. So I thank you for being with me. Jarrell, any final thoughts? Thanks for taking the time today.
Yes, I'm honored again just to join you, and thank you for bringing attention to this much needed area here for the homeless, but as well as for the reverse mortgage. And it's a great tool that can help a lot of people. So I'm glad you're able to share this with the Pittsburgh audience.
That was Jarrell Gilliam. Jarrell is a good friend, a brother, and I feel such peace knowing that Light of Life is in very good hands under his leadership. This is Home is Where the Heart Is, where mortgage meets ministry. Again, you can reach us at 412-866-HOME, or please contact me directly through email. My email address is craig@fedreverse.com. For those that are interested in maybe some other mortgage products, you can access everything Federated does at fedmc.com, fedmc.com. But my interest is to help those seniors, those that have looked into this reverse mortgage that you're hearing about, and just to make sure that you fully understand about those programs and products, and that you find out if it's right for you. Thank you all for your time. God bless.
Home is where
the heart is.